Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim, Klal and Dalet, and we finished Siman Dalet, and we left off with the question, what is the general rule when a person starts out a consumption of a food or meal with intent to eat a certain amount, a limited amount, and then they change their mind mid-meal? Do they require a new bracha or not? And is there any unique circumstance which applies to the situation of Pasuk V'Kisnin? So the Shulchan Aruch addresses the first question and brings a machlokes rishonim. The person starts out eating one apple. If they only want to eat one apple, they have no intention to eat another apple. And then they finish the apple and they change their mind and decide they want to eat a second one. So the Shulchan Aruch, the final maskara of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Ran says when it comes to eating, the nature of people is to change their mind and decide they're going to have more. And even though originally when they made the bracha, they only intended to eat one item, so the bracha really only seemingly was effective for that one item, and really we should require a new bracha for the subsequent items which are being eaten. But since the nature of people is to decide to continue eating, a new bracha is not required. If a person would have specific intent to say, I'm only going to eat one, I do not want to eat more, then a new bracha would be required. But if the person decides to eat one apple, it's common for them to decide to have more. If the other item wasn't available, somebody brought it to them after they were eating the first one, they did not have the second item in the available to them, it came from outside, the bracha will change with that. But assuming that the food is available, excuse me, the nature of people to change their mind says that there's no requirement for a new bracha. However, over here, the Mishnah Berurah raises an interesting point. This person started out the meal and was eating Pasuk B'Kisnin, which if you eat a large amount of it, you have to say Hamotzi, and you have to wash your hands. This person did not say Hamotzi, did not wash his hands. And he said a mezonos. So clearly, that indicates that he planned to limit the amount he's going to eat specifically and not have more. So that's analogous to the case a person has in mind explicitly, I'm only planning to have one and not more. Because had he had more, he would have to wash and say hamotzi. And he chose not to wash and say hamotzi, but to say mezonos instead. So therefore, even though when it comes to food in general, we assume the person does not have any specific intent, he does not eat a new bracha, this person did not explicitly think about not more, but by virtue of the fact that he said mezonos, that itself is indicative of the intent not to have more, and therefore he will need to make a new bracha when he continues to eat. So, but since he is only continuing to eat an amount which on its own is not chayiv in hamotzi, so he will have a situation where he's going to eat, and I remember in our example, again, which is not correct the numbers, just using it for to be able to express the concept, that 8 slices is the amount that you bench on, and he's had 4 already, and he changes his mind to have another 4, he says mezonos, and then he benches at the end. See, he's saying a mezonos, knowing that he's going to bench at the end, because at the end he ate 8 slices. But since in each decision of eating there was not an amount which is chayiv in hamotzi, he does not say hamotzi. So that's the point the Mishnah Berurah says to explain over here. For those of you who have the Pesukim Mishnah Berurah, that in number 6 it says that the mezonos is required that because he has a status of Nimlach, which is a unique point included in the bracha of Bremen and Mizornis vis-a-vis Hamotzi due to the nature of Pasuk V'Kisnin and the amount the person is eating. Okay, so we will start the new siman in tomorrow's shir, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.